So you and Dad were married in Iowa City, and then where did you go?
Went to Hawks, way out in the wilds.
Well, he was already pastor there.
No, yeah, he was. I think he got a call to Canada, and he accepted. And then the congregation wrote back and said that they had a weak crop failure, so they couldn't have a pastor. Couldn't pay a pastor that year. So I got a call to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And right after that, he had a call to Hoxie. And he didn't know which one to take. And then he got another call to Canada. And he was sort of inclined to take the call to Minneapolis, but his parents lived in Kansas, about 140 miles from Hoxie. So he thought, maybe he better take that. So he took the call to Hoxie. He no more than had accepted that call. He got the call from Minneapolis back again. He was supposed to be a missionary at large in the city of Minneapolis. But he had taken the one to Hoxie. And he was ordained there the last Sunday in July, 1924.
So Paul was born while you were at Hoxie. And Eunice, where did you go from Hoxie?
We moved to Bloomington, Nebraska. And Eunice and Bob and Dick and Phil were born there. Although we moved from the one house to the other, and the other house was in the Hildreth, on the Hildreth mail route. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just not even a half mile apart, but one got the mail from Hildreth and one from Bloomington. So Eunice and Bob and Dick were born in Bloomington, and Phil was born in Hildreth, Nebraska. And John and Kit, and Smith were born in Oxford.
That was the next place you went after Bloomington?
Yeah. We stayed there 12 years. And then Charlotte was born in Odell, Nebraska. We lived in Bremen, but the hospital was in Odell, Nebraska. That's where her birth certificate is.
So you went to Hoxie, then Bloomington, then Oxford, then Bremen.
Mm-hmm. And then in 1950, January 31st, 1950, moved to Texas, to Houston, and then you were born 5th of April.